Reading. Consumption tax, also referred to as value-added tax in some countries, is an indirect tax on the purchase of goods and services. For a long time in the post-war Japan, the emphasis of taxation was placed on direct taxes, such as income tax and corporate tax. The system of direct taxation has an effect of redistributing income from the rich to the poor. Therefore, it helped to raise the overall income level of Japanese people. This system worked well for Japan during the years of high economic growth, as the tax revenues increased correspondingly with the enlargement of corporate and individual earnings. However, as Japan gradually moved toward the age of low economic growth, it became obvious that a new source of tax revenue was needed to finance the ever-increasing welfare costs for its aging population. Consequently, a 3% consumption tax was introduced in 1989. The rate was later raised to 5% in 1997 and 8% in 2014. An advantage of the consumption tax is that unlike a direct tax, the tax revenue is not very susceptible to economic fluctuations. In this sense, it can provide the government with a stable source of revenue. On the other hand, it is criticized for being regressive because it tends to place more burden on people with lower income. Compared to other advanced nations, Japan's current consumption tax rate is still considered to be quite low. In fact, the average rate for OECD member nations was about 19% at the point of 2018. Later, the Japanese government raised the consumption tax to 10% in October 2019. But there is concern that the tax hike may reduce customer spending and lead to recession, as it did in past occasions. There is no doubt that any form of tax will always be unpopular with the public. Ultimately, though, whether the tax can gain approval from the public or not will depend on how well the government makes use of the money for the benefit of its citizens.